masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs.
A 25-year study, funded jointly by the American and Japanese governments, has found that the radiation from the two atomic bombs dropped in World War II has had some frightening results.
Everyone's scared to obliterate, so it seems to be easy, we can thank the bomb. So I say thank Christ for the bomb.
The $81 million study, conducted by the Atomic Bomb Casualty Committee, has found that children born to Hiroshima women who were pregnant at the times the bombs were dropped had smaller heads than normal infants.
I manipulated the crosshairs of the bomb sight until the target was at the intersection of the course line and the rate line. The great bomb bay door swung open. I synchronized and let go.
Now, according to the researchers, an abnormally high percentage of the children were born mentally retarded.
Our child, dance the day and dance the night away.
The survey also discovered that children who had been exposed to the radiation during the first 10 years of their lives turned out to be slightly smaller than other Japanese children. In addition, the researchers also found that persons exposed to radiation had higher incidences of breast cancer and leukemia.
Well, every day just seems to bring bad news. Leaves me here with post-World War II blues.
Seymour Javelin, a member of the study team from the National Academy of Sciences, says, God willing, this is the only population in which we will ever be able to find out what radiation does to people.
Poor people stay poor people, and they never get to see. Someone's got to win in the human race. If it isn't you, then it has to be me.
From the Department of Defense, Office of Civil Defense, Washington. When a nuclear bomb or missile explodes near the ground, great quantities of earth and debris are sucked up into the fireball and carried by the prevailing winds before falling back to earth. This material is radioactive fallout, and heavy exposure to it can cause serious radiation sickness, even death.
Last night I had that same old dream, rocked me in my sleep, and left me the impression that the Sandman plays for keeps.
One time ago, a crazy dream came to me. I dreamt I was walking in World War III. I wouldn't worry about it none, though. Them old dreams are only in your head.
I'm Bobby Blue for the Progressive Radio Network.